I was not the brainchild behind 90% of what happened. It was, we had Kirby Billingsley, Bill Mallette, John Shull, or Dan File, Jack File, and John Shull was our committee. And we invited Clyde Ballard, he had just been elected, and we invited him to a meeting at my place, and we asked him what we could do, and he said for us to form a group. But that's what we did, and the way we laid it out, I would do all the public speaking and stuff like that, and everybody else would be laid down doing their thing, and they were a very effective group. There was no grandstanding. Our backs were to the wall, so we had to go 100% all the time for 3 years. And so I became the figurehead, and everybody's attention was directed at Cliff. While people worked in the background, they formed up. When we finally ended 3 years later, we had a mailing list of 850 people. We had expanded from seven. Dr. Skull and Mark Shipman and Fager and Gene Fairchild and all these other people that were in the background helping in various ways and promoting at work, anybody that listened to them. They never got any much credit for what went on. And that's always kind of irked me, that there would be no trail if there was no Save the Riverfront Committee.